感谢主哈，我们能够有机会在这边学习是一种恩典。
Thanks the grace of God, indeed it is a blessing that we can study the word of God here.
那上个星期在圣何西教会。
Last week when I was in St. Jose Church.
因为布地传道跟他排一个信仰的传承，叫我讲十六节。
Pastor Rudy gave me a class, and it was
receiving and passing.
Receiving and passing on of the.
Please.
Of faith, and I was assigned 16 lessons.
我就想说，哇，怎么有那么多东西可以讲
？And I thought to myself, how can I come up with so much material to share?
从道理上讲，大概两个小时就讲完了。
If speaking from the truth, it's probably about 2 hours.
后来我就把一些过去圣工上的经验、对教会的认识
，So I used my past experience in the church.
还有在教会里面看到神的作为啊
，and the act of God in the church that I have seen with my own very eyes。
啊，这个讲了十六节还没有讲完。
So for 16 classes, I couldn't finish。
他们说，哎，十六节怎么一下子就过去了
？And they say, how come 16 classes pass by so fast？
因为神的恩典呢，真的很多啊。
Because the grace of God indeed abounds more.
我们一个人哦，能够服侍神最好的年龄大概是20岁到50岁。
The best age for a person to serve God is around 20 to 50.
好，20岁到50岁，以前的祭司啦、立位人，他们服侍的年龄也是这样。
From age 20 to 50, it is the same in the Old Testament time when the priests serve God.
我们的体力、精神啊，最好的时候。
At this time is our prime time. We have the best strength and.
如果能够把这个时间啊拿出来服侍神。
So if you can take out your most precious time to serve God, it's very valuable in the eyes of God.
我觉得说我们现在的青年呢、啊，大概对教会的圣工接触比较少。
I thought the youth today they have little contact with the holy work in the church.
其实我们在小学大概六年级的时候啊
，When I was about sixth grader,
就参与教会的圣工，很自然。
Not very naturally, we participate in the holy work of the church.
那个时候啊，圣工很发展。
At that time, the church prospers.
很多人来慕道啊，有很多生病都要帮助祷告。
A lot of true seekers come to church and they need prayer. A lot of people who are sick, they need prayer.
尤其台湾呐、啊，也有很多，因为拜偶像很厉害，所以很多人换鬼啊。
Especially in Taiwan, because they worship idols at that time, so a lot of demon-possessed persons.
他们没有办法，就找到教会来。
They have nowhere to turn to, so they come to church.
常常在教会负责人都会宣布。
So in church, the council member will announce.
我们明天晚上到教会来集合。
Tomorrow night, we shall gather at the chapel.
我们祷告完以后，我们要到哪里去？帮助祷告。
After our prayer in the chapel, we will go to a certain place to pray over there.
都是医病，也都是赶鬼。
Sometimes we are casting out the demon, or sometimes we are praying for healing.
我们晚上就不吃饭。
So that evening we will not eat.
统统到教会祷告。
And everyone just come to the chapel and pray.
祷告完以后，有时候走路啊，走一个小时啊。
And after our prayer, sometimes we will walk 1 hour.
有的后来就骑脚踏车了。
So some people start riding the bicycles.
这样就去帮助祷告。
So we go and pray for others.
有的一开始那个换鬼的很凶啊。
In the beginning, those who are demon possessed are very fierce.
有的会打人哦。
They would actually hit people.
有的那个以前那个窗户都是木头的木板的，那个木板的都会把它打破啊。
At that time, the window is made out of wood, and the wood board will be broken by those demon possessed
people. 去的时候一些比较。年轻的大概像你们这样比较壮的就把那个换鬼的人就把他抓着。
So when we go, the some are stronger youth, and they would take hold of the demon possessed person.
大家都祷告。
And everyone pray.
祷告完以后就唱诗。
And after prayer, we sing hymn.
基督坚兵前进啊。
Christian soldier marching on.
要跟魔鬼打仗。
Or fight with the Satan.
就这样唱诗祷告这样赶鬼。
And this is how we do it. We sing hymn, prayer and cast out demons.
1天、2天、3天这样连续去。
1 day, 2 day, 3 days in a row.
有的很快就好了。有的要比较长的时间。
And some very quickly we can cast out the demon, and some takes a longer period of time.
那个时候有很多那个甚至躺在床上生病的人就去帮他祷告。 就好起来。
There were many people who were originally sick and lying on the bed. When we prayed for them, they were healed.
所以大家做工做得很快乐啊。
So everybody was filled with joy in their service.
哦，从大概小学五六年级就开始。
Starting from five, fifth grader or sixth grader.
大人要去，我们就跟着走。
When the adults are going, we follow them.
啊，中学的时代啊，我们就开始教会的工作。
And when in the middle schools, we start to participate in the work.
叫大人叫我们做什么，我们就做什么。
We do whatever that's instructed by the adults.
啊，做得很快乐。
And we're very joyful at that time.
喜欢到教会。
And we really like to go to church.
好像 Paul 哦。
Just like Paul.
啊。Paul 有没有见证
？Paul did Paul testify？
他说、啊、他一天到晚都在教会里面转。
Every day he would just linger in the church。
因为他读中学的时候，我是刚好负担那个教会嘛。
Because when he was in middle school, I was a resident pastor over there.
他们几个人常常都到教会来。
And him and a few other brothers, they always come to church.
教会有什么事情就叫他们做，他们做得很快乐。
And there's something to be done in the chapel, they will ask them to do it, and they're very joyful, they will participate.
因为能够亲近神啊，都是很喜乐的事情。
Indeed, it's a very joyful thing to be able to draw closer to God.
后来我们常常有机会跟长辈啊，教会的传道啦、长老啦，跟他们在一起。
So later on, we have a lot of opportunity to stay with the minister, the elders and deacons of the church.
在大学的时候可以访问教会，到三地教会去帮忙宗教教育。
And while in our college years, we can go visit the church in the mountainside and help out with the RE classes.
在暑假的时候帮他们上课。
In the summer school, we would lead a lesson for them.
所以我们都很喜欢教会里面的工作，做得很快乐。
Really enjoy participate in the holy work of the church. We're very joyful.
所以我们有机会啊，回到教会，教会的圣工啊，我们要多参与。
So when we have the opportunity to return back to our local church, we should participate in the holy work.
比如说宗教教育的访问。
For example, the RE visitations.
你当老师了，要访问信徒啊，访问学生啊。
If you are a teacher, you should visit the believers, the members, your students.
除了这个以外啊，要跟教会的负责人、长辈啊，他们访问信徒的时候，我们可以跟着去。
And we should go with our ministers, pastors, when they go visit the members.
我们现在有很多的家庭聚会。
There's a lot of family service.
但是我们现在看到青年参加很少。
But usually we see very few youth who participate.
所以你们没有参加就没有训练。
If you do not participate, then you are not trained.
当你们要做负责人，要带领教会的时候，你们对教会的圣工是空白。
Then it's when it's your turn to become the church board councils, then you have no idea.
我们现在有些年轻的负责人就是这样。
And we can see some young church council members like that.
因为当了负责人不晓得要怎么做工。
Well, they became a church council member, but they did not know how to do it.
因为你没有跟着长辈学习。
Because they did not learn from their senior members.
所以你中间的这一块经历没有。
So you did not have the experience.
所以平时的家庭聚会要参加。
So you should go attend the regular family services.
教会的聚会，各样的事工活动你要参与。
Participate in the holy works and regular church services.
慢慢的参与，你知道说教会的整个事工是怎么样？等到你教会把事工交给你的时候，你就知道怎么做了。
If you participate more, then you know how church works, how the activity in the church works, and then it's your turn to lead, you know how to do it.
我们现在有时候家庭聚会很少看到青年人。
In family service, I rarely see youth.
这样你没有做接受训练的话，将来没有办法做好工人。
If you are not trained, then you cannot be a good worker of God.
我们都是从小的时候就是这样。小学五六年级就开始了，就参与教会的工作。
So we started training in church when we were in still in elementary school.
从地方教会然后整个教区、整个总会。
From local church to the region and then to the to general assembly.
我在东部的时候，有一次有一些青年要回台湾。
And when I was in East Coast, some of a group of youth they wanted to go back to Taiwan.
暑假的时候，他们要回去。
And it was in the summertime they wanted to go back.
后来我就写信给台湾总会。
So I wrote a letter to Taiwan GA.
说是不是可以帮他们安排一个时间访问台湾的三地教会。
So I asked them if they can arrange for time for those youth to visit the mountain, the churches on the mountainside.
后来台湾总会他们就租来一个游览车。
So the Taiwan GA, they rented a bus.
所以让这些青年啊集中到总会以后，然后带他们到山地去访问。
So they gather all the youth to the GA, and then they pick them up and drive them to the mountainside.
台湾总会说那些妈妈因为活动很多啊，让他们帮忙煮饭，所以有一些煮饭的妈妈也就跟这些青年一起。去黄昏教会。
The town GA said a lot of mothers because there's a lot of youth, so they help cook, so they go with the bus as well.
那些青年很多啊，都是在美国长大。
A lot of youth, they grew up in the United States.
除了美国教会以外，其他的地方都不知道。
They don't know. They have never been to other churches than the ones in the States.
哇，去那边访问了几天回来，有他们都很高兴。
So after a few days of visitation, they were very joyful.
啊，因为我们在台湾的教会啊，信徒数相当多，有300多间教会。
Because there are many church members in town, there are more than 300 church chapels.
啊，现在大概5万多人吧。
And it's about 50,000, 60,000 members.
所以平地、山地很多教会。
So there are a lot of there are a lot of churches in the city.
他每一个教会弟兄姊妹，哇，很热心呐、啊！一到一个地方，哇，办筵席，哇。
And all the church, well, they receive them with great hospitality. They always create feasts for them.
那信徒都把他们家最好的东西啊，都拿出来请你。
The believers, they take out the best in their home and to present it in front of you.
哇，很。大家很受感动。
They were very touched.
我在1998年的时候啊
，In the year 1998,
因为从东部要调到西部
，I was arranged to be moved to the from east to west.
啊，那个时候我一直在想说啊，本来到了东部，想说到英国教会去看看。
When I was in the east coast, I thought I wanted to visit UK.
因为从纽约到伦敦啊，6个小时而已。
From New York to London, it's only 6 hours flight.
然后经过了8年呐、啊，快离开了，才想，哎，一直都没有机会，所以要离开之前想说一定要去一次。
I was there for 8 years, but I did not have opportunity. So before I left, I wanted to go once.
好，本来7月1号就要到西部了，结果我们6月中到英国一趟。
I was to come to the West Coast in July the 1st, so in the middle of June, we went to London.
啊，本来是我们家庭的家人要去。
Originally, only our family wanted.
后来很多信徒知道以后说，我们也要去。
But when a lot of members found about this, they wanted to go too.
后来我们就组了一个团。
So we have a group.
啊，总共有28个人。
And 28 of us went.
啊，我们就是每一个人呐、啊，就是所有经费大家一起分摊。
And we share the cost.
因为英国，我们跟英国总会联络
，and we communicate with the UK GA。
英国教会说，你们只要买那个从纽约到伦敦来回机票就好了。
And they told us you only need to purchase the airfares from New York to London。
啊，其他我们负责。
And we'll take care of the rest。
啊，当然我们没有这样啊，我们说你请你们帮我们租游览车。
And of course we didn't let them do that. We just say please just rent the bus for me。
啊，请你们帮我们订旅馆。
And arranged a hotel for us.
然后他们说啊，旅馆太贵了，不要住旅馆了。
And they said the hotel is too expensive. Don't live in the hotel.
啊，住在教会了，住在信徒家了。
Live in the chapel. Live in the members' homes.
好、哦，那就我当然那边我们去访问的一些费用啊，要门票什么啊，车位我们都负担了。
So we paid for the transportation and the admission tickets.
啊，因为后来大部分都是在教会里面吃啊，所以我们就要奉献。
And because we eat usually in the chapel, so we make offerings.
结果12天回来，大家都很高兴。
After 12 days, everyone we returned, everyone was very joyful.
啊，因为大家一方面祷告神带领啊，整个从头到尾啊，大家都是很喜乐。
Because we pray for God's guidance, so from beginning to end, everyone was very joyful.
啊，又看到英国教会他们的热心啊，爱心的接待。
And we see the love from the care of the brothers and sisters from UK churches.
有很多人回来说，哇，我们现在才知道什么叫做爱心呐。
Well, many people when they return, they say, now I know what is true love.
我刚到纽约的时候啊
，When we first get to New York,
因为很多弟兄姊妹都在这边信主。
A lot of members they came to believe here.
啊，所以不晓得我们教会的一些文化。
They didn't know about some of the cultures that we have.
因为我们教会啊。就是一家人，你到哪里去都是一个家庭一样。
Because our church is one family, no matter where you go, they are like your family members.
啊，有一次在开信徒会。
There was once we have a annual general meeting.
因为纽约啊是一个大城市，所以很多弟兄姊妹来来往往很多。
New York is a big city, so a lot of members come and goes.
啊，有一个姐妹就举手说啊，如果有人来住在我们这边了，我们要跟他收钱。
And there was a sister who raised, she said, if someone wants to stay here, we should take some.
我第一次听到就吓了一跳，说哎，怎么有这样的想法？
And I was shocked at how come she think this way.
因为我们有时候出外啦，有事情都会到教会去嘛。
Sometimes we go out of town and we visit the church.
因为这很自然。
This is very natural.
教会好像我们的家一样。
The church is like our home.
不过感谢主啊，他们访问回来以后啊，就不一样了。
But thank God after the visitation, they changed.
后来英国教会来访问。
And then when there was once when a UK church.
哇，他们就知道说怎么来接待。
Then they know how to receive other people.
所以有时候教会之间呢、啊，我们信徒互相的访问也是很好。
So sometimes it's very good for local members to go and travel and to visit other people.
比如说我们有机会，有时候我们到加拿大的教会去看看。
So if you have opportunity, go and visit the churches in Canada.
或者是到台湾的教会，到英国的教会。
Go to the church in UK and Taiwan.
上一次我们青年会要办一个访问英国的教会。
Last time the youth group they wanted to have a to organize a visitation.
但是后来没有办法组成，因为很少人参加。
But they were not able to go because too few people signed up for this.
所以我鼓励大家哈，如果有机会的话，可以到其他的地方我们的教会看。
So I really encourage you if you have this opportunity, go and visit a church from other place.
因为我们美国的教会算是在开始，所以。教会少，信徒少。
And our churches in the United States are in the pioneer state, so there's only a few churches and few members.
我们在其他的地方教会很发展。
But in other areas they are very prosperous.
中国的教会。
The ones in China.
马来西亚的教会。
In Malaysia.
都是相当值得我们去学习。
Really, they have something that we should learn from.
我们来继续看出埃及记。
Let's continue to study the book of Exodus.
20章。
Chapter 20.
出埃及记的20章到24章啊，就是以色列人啊跟神在西乃山下立约。
From Exodus chapter 20 to 24 is the people having a covenant with God on the Mount Sinai.
所以神先把这个律法先向他们宣告。
So God proclaimed to them the law of the Lord.
然后二十四章啊，就举行一个立约的仪式。
And chapter 24, the covenant was confirmed.
立约的时候，还要把这个律法把它宣读一遍。
When they're confirming the covenant, they have to proclaim at once again the law of the Lord.
百姓都说我们要遵守。
And the people say, I will obey.
这个律法当中啊，最重要的当然是十条诫命。
And of course, the most important in the law is the Ten Commandments.
这是我们人对神当中的本分。
This is something a man ought to do.
以及我们人跟人之间当中的本分。
And it's a man ought to do towards his brother and sister.
我们昨天谈到第一诫到第四诫。
And we have discussed from first commandment to the fourth commandment.
就是我们拜神的对象。
This is how we worship our God.
拜神的方法。
This is how we worship and who we worship.
拜神应当有的态度。
This is the right attitude how you should worship your God.
拜神的时间。
And the time that you should worship your God.
对啊，我们看二十章的十二节。
And let's take a look at chapter 20, verse 12.
说要孝敬父母，使你的日子在主你的神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
所以保罗在以弗所书六章第一节里面讲到啊，说这个孝顺父母是第一条带着应许的诫命。
So Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1, Paul says, you should honor your parents. It's the first commandment that come with a promise.
那为什么讲说第一条？
Why does he say the first commandment?
应该是第五条啊。
It should be the fifth commandment.
他就把它分成两部分。
Because it divided into two parts.
前面四条是对神的。
The first four commandments is towards God.
后面六条是对人的。
and the remaining six is towards men.
啊，对人当中的第一条就是孝顺父母。
And towards men, the first commandment is honoring your father and mother.
哦，也就是人跟人之间的关系啊，最重要的。
It's the first most important relationship between man and man.
就是要晓得孝顺父母。
Is to know that you should honor your father and mother.
因为孝顺父母啊。你如果不晓得孝顺父母，你其他的事情都不用谈了。
If you don't know how to honor your parents, then you there's no need to discuss any further.
这是我们一切行事为人最基本的基础。
It is the most fundamental basic in being a person.
所以圣经是这样讲，你要敬畏神，你要孝顺你的父母。
So the Bible says, fear God and honor your parents.
好，在中国人说啊。百善孝为先啊，所有的善事第一个就是孝顺。
So in the Chinese, Chinese saying, there's all the virtues, honor your parents is the first.
啊，你要
foremost important
成就伟大的事业，你要从孝顺开始。
If you want to build a successful career, you have to start with honoring your father and mother.
啊，孝顺齐家平天下，哈、哦，治国平天下。
If you start off with honor your father and mother, then you can build up your career and start a good nation.
好，所以什么事情就是要从孝开始。
So everything starts with honoring your parents.
中国古时候在选那个啊好的官员呢、啊，就看他孝不孝。
In the ancient history, when Chinese were electing government officials, they take a look at how if they honor their parents.
你不尊敬你的父母，你不可能对你的朋友好。
If you do not honor your parents, then it's not possible you're good to your friends.
你不可能对人有爱心。
It's not possible that you have love towards others.
所以这个孝顺很重要。
But it's very important to honor your parents.
啊，为什么我们要孝顺父母？
But why should we honor our parents?
第一个就是要报答亲恩。
First is to repay their love.
我们看提摩太前书五章第四节。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2, 4.
提摩太前书五章第四节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 4.
说如果寡妇有儿女或者孙子孙女，便要叫他先在自己的家中随着行孝报答亲恩，因为这个在神面前是可悦纳的，神所喜悦的事情。
This is something that God has pleasure, God delights in.
儿女或者孙子孙女呀、啊。要在家里学着行孝。
The children or grandchildren, they have to learn, to practice their caring for their own family.
他来报答长辈的恩情。
So they can repay their love for their grandparents.
那这个父母亲啊，长辈给我们什么样的恩情
？So what kind of love have they shown to us?
我们一般讲三个：生、养、育。
There are three kind. They gave us birth, and then they brought us up.
母亲是在危险当中啊，流血把我们生下来。
Your mother has given you birth in blood.
好，所以生产是一种是很危险，是一种好像征战一样。
Giving birth is very dangerous. It's just like fighting in the battlefield.
台湾人以前讲哈，生的鬼爹就胖，生的鬼死地帮。
Taiwanese ones are saying if she successfully gives the birth, then they'll celebrate. But if not, then it's a funeral.
好啊，有的妈妈在生产的时候难产死掉。
A lot of mother they had a hard time giving birth, there's some complication, and she died.
所以生产是很危险，是征战的。
So it's very dangerous, just like fighting in the battle.
圣经里面有没有
？Is there a recording in the Bibles?
约瑟的妈妈是不是在生弟弟的时候死掉
？Joseph's mother died when she was giving birth to Benjamin.
以利有一个媳妇啊，也就是在生那个以加伯的时候死掉。
And Eli had a daughter-in-law. She died while she was giving birth as well.
虽然现在啊，医学比较进步啊
，Even though now the medical is more advanced，
但是有的难产死掉的还是有。
But there are still some who die from giving birth.
啊，所以。我们要知道，妈妈把我们生下来就是一种恩情。
So you should know that this is the grace your mother have for you.
第二个，把我们养大。
Second is that they nourish you.
你一般的动物啊，有的一出生啊，一下子你看牛哈、哦，生下来一下子啊、晃一晃，啊，这样就站起来了。
If you look at cows, some other animals, once they were giving birth, and then they shake a little bit, and they can stand up on their own.
就自己可以找东西吃啊。
They stand up on their own, and they can find food on their own.
但人就不一样啊，人要人家喂好久啊。
But human is different. You need to be fed for a long time by others.
啊，是妈妈慢慢帮你喂，帮你喂啊，帮你抚养，慢才慢慢长大。
It's your parents who feed you, and then slowly you grow up.
啊，在我们成长的过程啊。 我们有时候还会便利，有时候让妈妈伤心。
And when you're growing up, sometimes you are very rebellious and saddens your mother's heart.
啊，所以父母亲在养育我们真的很辛苦哎。
So it's very difficult for them to bring us up.
啊，你如果慢慢算哦，你看一天要出多少钱？
If you just calculate how much money do you spend a day?
看你的爸爸把你养大要花费多少钱？
How much money do they spend to bring you up?
他们有没有跟你算账？
Did they ask you for anything back?
你要什么东西，最好的都是要给你。Whatever
you want, they give you the best that they can provide.
这是父母亲的爱。This
is the love from your parents.
所有的人讲哦，父母亲呐，爱儿女，这是天性，不必教啊。So
some people said, for the parents who love children, it's human nature. They do not need to be taught.
因为你是他的孩子啊，所以他很自然他就爱你。Because
you are their children, so naturally they will love you.
所以圣经里面也讲，父亲就是会把最好的东西给儿女。So
the Bible says the father will give the best that he has to his children.
好，所以说神也会把最宝贵的东西给我们。In
the same way, God will give us his best.
说父亲怎么联系儿女，神就是怎样联系。How
a father is compassionate, compassionate on his children. This is how God have compassion.
所以圣经要让我们了解神的爱啊，就是用父母亲的爱。For
Bible to for us to understand the love of God is through the love of parents.
啊，教育我们。How
they educate us.
所以这是一种恩情啊，我们要知道来报答。This
is a grace that you have received, and you should know how to repay.
啊，怎么孝顺父母？And
how do we honor our parents?
第一个就是要
First is to respect your parents.
好，有的人呐，对父母亲这都说哇，你们英文也不会，啊，你们连啊电脑也不会，什么都不会。Some
people think, oh, you're obsolete. You don't know how to use computer, and your English is not too good.
啊，有的做儿女的就会看不起自己的父母亲。And
then the children do not respect their parents.
其实啊。
In fact,
因为我们生长的时代不太一样,
because we grew up in a different generation,
所受的教育背景也不一样,
and received different kind of education.
其实如果我们在这个遗传上来讲，如果父母亲的那个智力不好的话，你可能所生下的孩子智力也不好。
Think about this: if your parents are not too smart, then the child will not be too smart too.
所以不要认为说我教育我所学的多了啊，我就看不起我的父母亲。So
don't think that you're smart today and you have learned a lot, then you can look down on your parents.
你要知道你现在能够有这样的，就是因为父母亲来的。You
should understand the way you are today is because of your parents.
啊，他也给你受好的教育。They
have given you good education.
哦，所以我们有了成就以后啊，我们不要看不起我们的父母。So
once we are successful, or you think you have accomplished something, do not look down on your parents.
就是你做王了以后也是一样。Even
if you have become the king of the world,
你的父母亲就是你的父母亲。Your
parents is your parents.
哦，你看所罗门，他做王以后，Solomon,
after he became the king,
啊，有一次啊，妈妈有事情到王宫来找他。
One time, his mother came to the palace to seek him.
他看到妈妈来，他就马上站起来。Once
he saw his mother, he stand up right away.
啊，然后请人呐，帮妈妈安排一个座位。And
he asked the servant to prepare a seat for his mother.
啊，妈妈坐下来以后，他才坐下来跟妈妈讲话。And
once his mother sat down, then he sat down and talked with his mother.
就是做了王以后啊，对自己的母亲还是很尊敬的。Even
though he became the king, he still honored his has respect for his mother.
啊，我听我们教会的长辈在讲。And
I heard this from our elder members in church.
说有一个青年呐，啊，爸爸。 妈妈啊，辛苦把他抚养长大。There
was a youth, his parents toil and suffered to.
啊，因为他们是农夫啊，在乡下，啊，没有受什么教育。Because
they are farmers, they was not very educated.
后来就，啊，辛辛苦苦啊，把他们送到日本去读书。
and they toil and suffer and make some money and send them off to Japan to study.
啊，当他完成学业回来的时候，爸爸妈妈很高兴啊。
And once they completed their study and came back, their parents were so
happy. 啊，那个时候不是坐飞机啊，是坐船。
At that time, they did not have airplane; they took the boat.
啊，爸爸穿着一双皮鞋呀，啊，就到那个码头去接他的儿子了。
His father put on dress shoes and he went to the harbor to greet his son.
因为乡下人啊，种田的啊，没有穿过皮鞋。
Because his father was a farmer, he has never wear the dress shoes before.
那个脚又很大，穿起来不舒服啊。
And his feet was so large, so it was very
uncomfortable. 所以皮鞋就提在手上。
So he took the dress shoes in his hand.
啊，他儿子下来以后，看到爸爸妈妈在那里。
So when his son got off the boat and saw his parents.
啊，因为他跟他的同学啊。
But he was with his friends.
啊，看到爸爸那个装扮啊，都有一副那个乡下人的样子啊。
And he see how his father dressed just like a farmer.
啊，所以他就很怕说啊，他的同学笑他。
So he was afraid he would be ridiculed by his friends.
哇，他爸爸妈妈很高兴，看到儿子回来就赶快跑过去了。
His parents saw that his son has came back, they were so happy and ran towards him.
哇，他的同学看到啊，这是你的什么人
？And his friend, his classmate asked him, "Who are they?"
啊，这是我们家请来照顾我们家的啦。
And then he said, "They are just servants or hired to take care of us."
在同学面前呐，不肯承认他的父母亲。
He did not admit that they were his parents.
你看他的爸爸妈妈多么伤心呐、啊、
！And you can imagine how sad his parents would be.
省吃俭用啊，来栽培他。
They save up the money to educate him.
啊，他的孩子长大了以后不认父母。
But when the son grew up, they did not recognize their parents.
这是不对的。
This is wrong.
我要主导说，你有现在的成就啊，就是父母亲啊辛苦把你栽培长大。
You should know that you are who you are today because of your parents.
所以第一个要尊敬。
So first, you have to respect.
好，啊，再来就是要顺从。
And second is to obey your parents.
圣经里面说要在主里听从父母的话。
And the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord.
记在哪里？
Where is it recorded?
记在哪里？以弗所书六章哈。
Ephesians chapter 6.
要在主里听从。
Obey your parents in the Lord.
这是父母亲教我们的，我们要听。
When your parents teach you, you should listen.
好。啊，当然，有的父母亲还没有信主啦，或者他讲的不一定，因为人不完全百分之百都对。
And of course, if your parents, sometimes our parents is not unbeliever, and they teach you something not according to the Lord.
啊，所以他们讲的，如果说有些不合道理。
If they say something that's not in accordance with the law.
啊，当然，我们就要有保留。
Then we have to be careful.
啊，但是我们那个态度啊，不是跟他对抗。
But your attitude should not be as if you.
啊，不是看不起他。
And do not look down on them.
我们还是要用很好的态度啊，来跟他谈论。
You should use a good attitude and have a talk with them.
所以基本上啊，在合道理的，我们就要听。
So basically, if what they say is according to the truth, then we should listen.
啊，有些啊，他不是合道理的。我们还是用尊敬的态度来跟他讨论。
And if it's not according to the truth, then we respect them and talk with them with a good attitude.
当我们渐渐长大有成就了以后啊，大概我们父母亲的年纪也大了。
And of course, when we grow up, when we have some accomplishments, of course, our parents are growing old.
啊，年纪大了以后，有时候啊，生活上照顾自己的能力就越来越低。
And as they grow old, they are less incapable of taking care of themselves.
所以我们要想到，我们小的时候没有办法照顾自己的时候，父母亲照顾我们。
So you should be reminded how when you were still an infant, how your parents take care of you.
但是当我们父母亲年纪大的时候，我们要反过来照顾他。
So when your parents is old and cannot take care of themselves, you should take care of them.
所以要照顾他们的生活。
Take care of their daily living.
啊，要奉养他们。
Have to provide for them.
以色列人曾经说啊，我们只要把钱拿来奉献，我可以告诉父母亲说，我没有钱奉养你啦。
The Israelites, they say to Jesus, they used to say that if I bring my money and offer it to church, then I can tell my parents I have no money.
主耶稣就责备他们。
Then the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked them.
说你们用嘴唇在尊敬神呐、啊。
You only honor the Lord with your lips.
你们的心离开神啦、
啊。But your heart has departed from the Lord.
你们拜神是枉然啦、啊，没有用啦、
啊。It's useless how you worship God in this world.
因为诫命说要孝顺父母。
Because the commandment says you should honor your parents.
啊，这个是没有办法用其他的义务啊来代替的。
It cannot be replaced by anything else.
所以你不能够说啊，我。啊、对教会很热心啦、啊，我奉献啦、啊，我不要奉养父母。
And so it's not right for you to say I have put in so much effort taking care of church. I have offered all my money to church, so I don't have to take care of my.
因为神的诫命是不改变的。
Because God's commandment will never change.
啊，奉养父母，照顾父母的生活、啊，你不能够用其他的义务来。
You have to take care of your parents. Provide your parents this.Irreplaceable.
所以我们要尊敬我们父母亲，我们要照顾他们的生活。
So you have to honor your parents and take care of their lives.
所以我们不是在美国，有时候年纪大了，父母亲有时候他们啊怕打扰我们，所以他们住在那个 nursing home 里面。
In North America, sometimes when your parents grow old, they don't want to bother you, so they live in a nursing home.
啊，当然那里也有一些同伴呢。
Of course, they have some companions.
但是我们不能够就说不管。
But we cannot just leave them there.
啊，有时候就要去探望他们。
Have to go visit them.
啊，啊要把父母亲呢、啊、晚年的生活啊，把它安排好。
And you have to arrange a good life for them after their retirement.
啊，我们教会有一些弟兄姊妹做得很好。
Some brothers and sisters they do very well in this aspect.
啊，因为自己有时候啊太忙了，也没有办法啊，每天呢、啊。啊，从早到晚来照顾父母亲。
Sometimes they're too busy with their own work, they cannot take care of their parents.
所以他们就安排啊，让人来照顾啊，他们也常常啊啊探望。
So arrange people to come and take care of their parents, and they often visit.
啊，有时候每个星期啦，或者一个星期几天呐、啊，啊就带着父母亲呐 啊去吃饭啊，大家团聚团聚。
So every week or a few days in a week, they will bring their parents out for.To eat together.
啊，有的住在美国，啊，父母亲住在台湾。
And some of the children that live in the states and their parents live in Taiwan.
常常就打电话联络。
So often they would call.
啊，有机会啊，就回去探望他们。
And when they have the opportunity, they go back and visit.
啊，这都是我们做儿女应当做的。
This is something that children ought to do.
好，啊，所以圣经里面说啊。这个孝顺父母是第一条，带着应许啊，就是带着祝福的诫命。
So the Bible tells us honoring your parents is the first commandment with a promise, which is it comes with a blessing.
它会让你再世长寿，再世蒙福。
And you will be blessed and you will live a long time in the world.
这里面你看那个耶稣得到神很大祝福。
If you look into the Bible, Joseph had received great blessings.
耶稣很孝顺父母。
And Joseph is a very filial son.
啊，虽然他被卖。
Although he was sold to other places.
那一有机会跟他的看到他哥哥来了。
But when he saw his brother,
他第一个就问：你们家的那个老人家还在吗
？Rather he asked how is your father? Is your father still?
他平安吗
？Is he still okay?
后来跟他哥哥相认了，又说。赶快回去把爸爸、啊、把全家人都能带来我要照顾你们的生活
Once he has said his brothers he said quickly go back and bring my father here I want to take care of you、
哦、他就派车 啊去把爸爸雅各跟全家人就接回来
So he sent cars to bring them here、
啊、他就照顾他们
And he take care of them、
啊、爸爸生病了常常去探望他
And when his father is ill, he would visit him often.
带医生去看他。
Bring doctors to him.
哦，那这个就是为什么他能够成就大事，因为他孝顺，所以神就祝福他。
This is why he can accomplish such great things because he honored his parents.
啊，路德虽然是一个摩押女子。
Ruth, originally he was a Moabite woman.
那他有机会啊，嫁到以色列人的家庭。
But he has opportunity to marry into the house of Israel.
那后来这个家庭遭遇到很大的灾难呢、啊。
But the household can face a lot of catastrophe.
三个男人啊，通通先后死掉了。
All three men died one after another.
剩下婆婆跟两个媳妇啊。
Just mother-in-law and two daughter-in-law left.
啊。然后你说啊，你们趁着年轻啊，回去改嫁。
Naomi says, go back and remarry while you're still young.
啊，后来这个嫂子啊，厄尔巴很舍不得啊，但是想到住前途，就亲嘴就回去了。
And his daughter, one of the daughter-in-law, Obed, she thought about her future, so she went back.
但路德无论怎样就不回去。
But Ruth will not go away from her.
然后你说啊，你跟着我，我现在什么都没有了。
Naomi says, if you follow me, I have nothing for you.
所以你趁着年轻回去了，一直劝他。
Go when you're still young.
他说，你不要再叫我回去了。
Ruth said, no longer tell me to go.
你到哪里，我就到哪里。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你住在哪里，我就住在哪里。
And wherever you stay, I will stay.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God, my God.
除了死以外，不会让我跟你隔离。
Only death will separate us.
婆婆已经一无所有的，但是她为了照顾她，所以放弃自己的幸福。
The mother-in-law has nothing left, but she wanted to take care of her mother-in-law, so she sacrificed herself.
所以跟着她回来去捡麦穗来照顾婆婆。
So she followed her back to the land of Israel, and she just picked up the grains on the floor.
好，啊，因为她的孝顺啊，所以神特别祝福。
And because how she under her mother-in-law, God bless her.
让她嫁给一个大财主波阿斯。
She was able to marry a rich man.
让她整个命运啊完全的改变。
So her life was turned around.
啊，从贫穷变成富足。
From poverty into richness.
从一无所有变成样样都有。
From nothing to having everything.
不只是这样啊，第三代就出君王了。
Now also her third generation come out King David.
耶稣基督啊，就从这个祖孙出来。
And Jesus Christ came from her line of descent.
那为什么要把它写在圣经里面
？Why is she recorded in the Bible?
就是告诉我们说，你这样学着孝顺长辈。
It's to tell you as if you learn from her.
神就是这样祝福给你。
God will bless you this way.
所以这是第一条啊，带着祝福的这一面。
This is the first commandment that come along with a blessing.
我们做父母的话，我们的孩子都会学。
As a parent, our children will learn from us.
你孝顺父母，将来你的儿女会孝顺你。
If you honor your parents, then your children will honor you.
你不孝顺父母啊，你的儿女不会孝顺你。
If you do not honor your parents, your children will not honor you.
我们家的长辈给我们讲一个故事。
The church elders told us a story.
有一个爸爸啊，在锯那个木头，那个竹子。
There was a father who was cutting up a
等他记啊，竹子，
bamboo，
不是有那个节吗？啊，中间空的吗
？Bamboo, there are some sections, and then in the middle, it's empty.
哎，就在记。
So he was cutting the bamboo.
啊，儿子在旁边看，爸爸你在做那个做什么
？And then the son asked him, "What are you doing, father?"
他说，因为阿公啊。啊，年纪大了，这个手都拿不稳，那个碗啊，常常都摔破。
So the father says, because your grandfather, his hand is always shaking, so the ball would fall to the ground and break.
啊，所以我就做一个这个竹子的碗啊，给他，啊，他就不会摔破了。
So I'm going to make a bamboo ball for him, so the ball will not break.
啊，过了几天以后
，After a few days.
爸爸看到那个儿子也在那里，不晓得在记什么。
And the father saw the son, what are you doing there?
啊，他就问他说：“你在做什么
？”So he asked, "What are you doing?"
我要做一个碗呢。
So he said, "I'm going to make a bowl as well."
啊，当你年纪大的时候，这个碗就可以给你吃了。
When you are old, this bowl you can use.
所以你在做什么？你的孩子在看呢。
So whatever you do, your children is watching.
所以你会孝顺你父母亲，你儿女就会孝顺你。
If you honor your parents, your children will honor you.
请默祷。
Let us bow and pray in silence.
Amen.